So after that massive data breach at the University of Maryland, it is a good time to think about how you can avoid identity theft.
Adam Levin joins us now. He is the co-founder of Identity Theft 911. Adam, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite.
So we have tens of thousands of affected people here at the University of Maryland dating back to 1998, and the theft includes names, social security numbers, dates of birth, and university ID numbers. So what can these people do right now to protect themselves?
Well, first thing they can do is the university has offered a year of free credit monitoring, and they should take it. Because now that someone has their social security number, they're in a very good position to open accounts in their name or do medical identity theft, criminal identity theft, sort of the whole universe of horrible things they can do to people. Because once someone has your social security number, they basically have an option on your life. So take the credit monitoring, and I hope that there is a resolution service that is part of that credit monitoring service, because I feel a lot of kids are going to need that resolution service.
Well, I was going to ask you, this seems to be the go-to resolution. Oh, we're going to give you a year of free, you know, credit reports. But is there any more liability for these organizations?
Well, there's a lot of different points of liability. First of all, there could be class action lawsuits. There could be penalties and fines levied by regulators, depending upon how carefully the data was secured. So this is just the beginning of the road. Many institutions find it cost them many millions of dollars to recover from breaches like these.
Let's stay on this resolution service that you talk about. If the university is not offering that as part of this package, what should people do? That sounds like hours and hours of work.
Oh, it's an enormous amount of work. And what people should do is explore what I call damage control programs. And a lot of insurance companies, banks, credit unions, and even employee assistance programs offer this for families. And many of their families may already be enrolled in programs like this as part of their relationship with institutions. So step one, call your insurance agent and find out if your family has this kind of a program, or check with the HR department where your folks work, or check with the university. Some universities actually already have these kinds of programs for their students. I don't know if Maryland does or not, but it's worth asking.
Let me ask you, most of us are so vulnerable online. You know, we like to think we're careful, but really we're giving it all away. Is there something that we should consider when it comes to protecting our own data, and can we?
Well, first of all, I think the third certainty in life is breach, behind death and taxes. Mm-hmm. And I think every institution will be breached and every consumer will be a victim. So you have to think of things in terms of the three M's. First, minimize your risk of exposure by doing all the things people tell you to do. But unfortunately, if you're on the wrong database at the wrong moment when the wrong person gains access, you got a problem. So the second thing is you have to monitor. You can self-monitor by going to annualcreditreport.com, getting a free copy of your credit reports. Go to sites like credit.com where you can see top-line credit as well as your credit scores for free, and they're updated every 30 days. Check your accounts on a daily basis, both credit and bank accounts. Enroll in programs at banks and credit unions that actually notify you, and it's free, of transactions that occur in your accounts. Consider more sophisticated monitoring programs, and then check out damage control programs like we talked about a little earlier.
All right, Adam, lots of good stuff there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Mm-hmm, you too. Adam Levin is the co-founder of Identity Theft 911.